This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
Today on the show, we have a very exciting guest, Salvador Rosillo with HMPQ, that's Hemp Americana, Inc., and he is also the founder. Good afternoon. How are you doing, Salvador?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became the founder and CEO of Hemp Americana.
How far back do you want me to go?
Oh, just a couple of years, if you would be so kind to give that to our listeners.
I started the Hemp Americana back in January of 2014. Before that, I had been investing in the market, specifically in medicinal marijuana companies like MJNA, Hemp, POHC, PT, so I can't remember the name right now. And they were flat for years.
Right.
They were not. So one day they went up and I made a bundle. So then I decided to go into options and I didn't like it either. Then I went into private placements, and it was worse. I said, what am I doing? Let's go for the big tamale.
right.
And that's what we did.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So tell my listeners a little bit about what is hempamericana.com. What is it all about?
Well, as you know, the provision that is beginning to end throughout the country and throughout the world.
Absolutely.
Was established back 70 years ago plus, and it was established basically, it was an evil thing, okay? Because in those days, the only ones that smoked pot were certain type of Mexican or jazz musician. the regular people didn't smoke weed, okay? They were heavy into the booze, okay? So they wanted to make hemp illegal, not marijuana, but demonize marijuana in order to get hemp.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this. Hemp is used for so many different variety of different products. It encumbers a lot of things.
Up to that idiot that made it illegal, it was used for everything.
Right.
The pilgrims came with hemp cloths and hemp sails. Okay. Probably hemp shoes too. I don't know about that. But, well, our idea was to recover not only the hemp. The United States was a hemp producer, a big time hemp producer.
Exactly.
Even the Constitution is written in hemp paper. Right?
All
the sails and the rope, everything was made with hemp. Okay? Yet, it was legal, and still is legal, to bring hemp from China or elsewhere, but it's not legal except for Nevada and North Carolina now to grow hemp in the States. So, we wanted to recover the ability to do hemp products at all levels of industrial hemp. You see?
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you a question. Tell some, our listeners some of the products you have. Doing a little bit of research in your company, I understand you guys are in about 35 different retail stores. And tell us about the variations of different products you have in those stores.
We are a developing company, okay? It took us 15 months to get to the OTC market. And we went through total scrutiny from the SEC. Many of the other hemp companies are retrofitted into an empty shell. So they skip the process of the SEC. So I'm somewhere with the only one.
That is correct.
Okay? And what else did you ask me?
Well, I wanted to know in the research that I found out that you guys are in about 35 retail stores. I wanted to know the different products you have. I understand you got some chocolate bar going out. Well, you know, how's that going? So tell my listeners a little bit some of the products.
The first product that I developed was the hemp papers. Okay. And the hemp papers took me 8 months to develop. And to find the right producer with the right papers, I don't know if you have seen the papers.
That is the Rolling Thunders.
You can find them on YouTube on the Rolling Thunders Hemp. And there's 10 videos there comparing, like, for instance, all the brands against Hemp America, I mean, against Rolling Thunders. And first, in terms of the ash level, what is left after you burn it? Rolling Thunders has no ash. Okay? And you can see it in the videos.
Okay.
So after we got the paper down, we're going to make the longer papers and the square papers that look a little bit like bamboo. Okay, we have the long one right now, like that. And now I have developed 7 different formulas of CBD, you know, cannabinoid oil.
Exactly, which is a big market. There's a big market.
That is a tsunami that is coming. Okay, I can see it. Okay, those that are on the beach, they're gonna get run over. Yeah, that's.
So it looks like the future of HMPQ looks very bright. Can you expound anything that you guys kind of have in the hopper that you're going to be bringing forward here in the new future? And can you elaborate a little bit on the distribution of the chocolate?
The chocolate bar is still not up to speed yet, okay? Because I want to develop the company in a very strong footing. As you know, if you want to make a skyscraper, you better make certain that your foundation is right.
I keep on telling that to my team every day.
Yeah. And this is what I'm doing right now with lots of people's help. Organizing the company so that it's strong, impenetrable for the future growth.
Then absolutely.
The papers go bomb one by one. I'm not in a rush, okay? I want to each step to be in solid ground. And, well, the papers and the CBD, I had to go in the CBD because, let me tell you, everybody calls me for CBD. Nobody has called me for papers. Only one person that wants to distribute in Texas. Okay? But CBD, I get lots of requests.
Can you elaborate a little bit what the future model looks like for HMPQ for revenues in the third and fourth quarter?
Of this year?
Yes, sir.
I would consider this year to be a pivotal year. In other words, this year is when you separate the wheat from the chaff. It's going to be lots of... I cannot disclose what we're doing now because I am under, what is it called? Quiet.
During your quiet period. Yeah, your quiet period. I understand that.
In a month or two, I'd be able to disclose everything. But right now, I cannot. But we are moving forward in a very strong footing.
Very good, then. Today, my guest has been Salvador Rosello with HMPQ, founder and CEO of Hemp Americana, Inc. Salvador, I really do appreciate you coming on the show today. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I would say thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. And anytime, I'm here.
We will follow up with you in about 2 or 3 months. Great. Thanks, Salvador.
Thank you very much. Thank you for everything.